Hello, my friends, and welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. It's the 10th day of April. Thanks for joining my podcast. I bring to you the Deeper Daily version of this 7 days a week, every day of the year. We never miss a DDP. Most of the time, walking through the Gospels or an epistle, we've done some Old Testament, but we walk through it and go a little deeper every day in our understanding, in our questions, in our journey, not always in our answers. We come up with multiple answers. Jesus is the answer for our soul, for our spirit. There's a lot of questions as we go through the Bible and how to interpret, what to do with them. So we try to tackle that a little bit every day. We also release for you two full-length sermons every week. It's Wednesday, which means there's one of those out there. We put one out on Wednesdays, and we put one out on Sundays. The Sunday version is typically from our home church, the Garden Church of the Midlands in Irmo, South Carolina. Sometimes a message from the road, but now that we're pastoring, they're pretty much from our church. And then we also do a midweek meeting with some friends in Georgia, North Georgia. And so we post that on Wednesdays. That's the one you'll find today. And we've done all kinds of stuff in that journey. Books of the Bible, topics, biblical concepts. We're currently in finishing out a little series on Hapax. Hapax legomenon, the heard once, words used only one time in the Greek New Testament, and what that means. And so over the course of 2024, whatever you've heard on the Tuesdays, Wednesday drops from our Tuesday night, they've all been the Hapax series. Okay, today we're in Luke chapter 11. We're in the 24th verse. I want to read 24 to 26. It's one story. It's the return of the unclean spirit. Here's how it reads. When the unclean spirit, this is Jesus speaking, by the way. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest and finding none. It says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. Now, whatever this says about the realm of the spirit, and we don't have an enormous amount to work off of in regards to that. It's not as if the Old Testament, the anthology of the Old Testament, has this in-depth working of the demonic. In fact, it doesn't. Then you get into the Gospels and you have Jesus casting out spirits. And it seems that there's been an explosion in the forces of darkness due to the arrival of the Son of Light. And I really think what you're seeing in the Gospels is an explosion of hell sort of throwing its worst at Jesus at every turn in response to the fact that the Son of God is on the earth. The light is beginning to shine. So for whatever it says spiritually, this story has stood out to me as something very important in our own life journey. And to me, it says something like this. Whatever you take out must have something put into its place, lest the vacuum that you have created in that space fill with worse than you got rid of. And so, and the fact that the demon goes to get seven would not have been lost on the audience. It's not an arbitrary number. Seven, in fact, is telling us that there's something more here than meets the eye. Seven is that number of completeness, wholeness, fullness, perfection, finished. Perfection not necessarily meaning good, but it's done. It goes to get that which will finish off the host. And so here's someone who has had that removed, that thing that haunted them, that thing that bothered them, it's been exposed to the light. It's ran into waterless places. There's no hope for it. It's been cast out. It's been removed. Now it's upon the host to fill that space with some sort of healing balm, to do more than just expose what was wrong with you and then move on, but to literally fill it with something better. And in psychological terms, you'll have this thing about people dealing with addiction, and they will expose the addiction excise the addiction to whatever level they can, and then therapy will tell you that it you need to find something to replace. You know, find something to do with your hands, find something to do with your mind, something to do with your time. Give your affections, your devotions over to. Develop a new hobby, a new practice. Why is this being said? This isn't a psychological trick. It doesn't seem to me. It seems to me, due to the fact that Jesus lays this principle out, that it's more than a psychological trick. It's a necessity for humanity because nature abhors a vacuum, and so does your soul. So wherever there's a hole in that soulish part of you, that emotional part of you, you're going to fill it with something. And it's why we say things like, well, he got hurt, and so he filled it with alcohol, or she filled it with consumerism, with greed, you know, whatever, shopping, gambling. And these are things that aren't necessarily a problem, but become a problem because they are being used to fill a space. And so the encouragement in this text, the last state of the person is worse than the first, the encouragement must obviously be to fill it with something. Because if it's filled with nothing, then you're allowing that which was taken out to come back in a worse place. In a worse case. And the latter case is worse than the first. Sometimes I wonder if we're doing a disservice to people in the way we present the gospel to simply remove them from the guilt of sin, remove them from the weight of what they've done, but not continue to infill them with the things of God. It's more, salvation is more than the day we call it the day I got saved, and that always denotes taken out of something, or better said, something taken out of me. But the truth is if that's where it stops, it may be no salvation at all. It's why we talk about the infilling or the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that happens. But I think we have to go to that well and be filled and refilled with who He is, lest we miss that opportunity to step into the fullness of our new creation reality. True blessedness is the next segment. We'll dig into this tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless.